Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dopey is doing really well. He's going to be moving his arm a lot. We're going to try to get him into at least a game prior to the season if everything ran well. But we'll just wait and see.
Welcome on in. It's 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. My name is Kevin Zipek, along with Herb Lawrence until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hope everybody's having a swell Sunday, wrapping up this St. Patrick's Day weekend. Of course, the phone number here, if you'd like to join in on any of the conversations that we have had or that we will have, 312-644-6767. You can send us a text message, 6701. And of course, we're always live on the Twitter machine, Herb. As you know, you can follow me at Kevbo _. And of course, you are at Ecknerwall 23. Yeah. What's the 23?
Robin Ventura.
See, a lot of people would think that it would be Mike.
Nah, he was my favorite player as a kid, Robin Ventura. I wasn't even a Michael Jordan fan. I was more of a Scottie Pippen guy. I mean, it's like kind of, you know me.
Interesting.
I'm a contrarian
by
nature.
A little bit of an oddball, yeah.
I'm not going to be, you know, just following Jordan like that.
Well, actually, when I was a kid, I didn't have a Jordan or a Pippen jersey. The first Bulls jersey that I owned was B.J. Armstrong. Ugh. So I was a little bit of a contrarian there myself.
Don't tell Eli that. He went to Iowa. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Chicagoland Papa John's. Chicagoland Papa John's is offering a free pizza this weekend. Buy one pizza at regular price and get a second pizza of equal or lesser value for free. Use promo code FREEPIZZADAY on the Papa John's app or online at papajohns.com. That's promo code FREEPIZZADAY.
I could go for a little free pizza right now. I'm already thinking about what I'm going to be getting for dinner tonight. Pizza sounds pretty good. I got my fantasy baseball draft tonight. It's the first time I played fantasy baseball in like 10 years, so I'm very nervous about that. But baseball is on my mind,
yes.
Herb. And on the way in, we heard the voice of Cubs skipper Joe Maddon talking about Pedro Stropey, if you will. And how his hammy now is a little bit of a question mark. He's a doubt for opening day, I think you could say. And as we talked a little bit about during transition, the Cubs bullpen this year, going into this season, I should say, is really it's got a lot of solid guys. But I think when you're looking for that late inning kind of shutdown relief ace, that's kind of what they've been lacking from what I can see going into this season.
Yeah, and there's an old adage, I think Brian Kenny says it the most. You don't buy saves, you buy outs.
Right.
And guys who get outs are invaluable. Brandon Morrow gets outs, but he's never on the mound enough to get these outs.
He's out,
exactly.
Usually.
And so we were talking about the guys on the Cubs. Steve Cishek, outs. When Carl Edwards Jr. throws the ball over the plate, he gets outs, but that's few and far between. Pedro Strope, now hurt. You can't really rely on that. There's a guy out there who gets outs more than anything.
He's pretty good at it.
He has more, and even though I just said saves, he has more saves in his career than he gives up hits. He did that again last year. And that guy is the best closer of all time, Mariano Rivera.
Sure. Well, you know, you got to throw that caveat.
It's Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah.
He's got the highest, lowest ERA in out of relief pitchers of all time. And he's got the highest ERA plus of relief pitchers of all time. He's out there just waiting, just money. That's all he wants.
That's all it is.
Give me money.
Yeah, I mean.
And the Cubs say they don't have it. They have money. Don't let them lie to you. Don't let them lie to you.
That's the most insulting thing, I think, coming from the ownership of the Cubs and the Ricketts family claiming that they don't have any money. Meanwhile, they're, you know, dipping their fingers in a million different pots and,
yes,
you know, getting into the alderman race and taking another L there. I mean, they've had a horrendous offseason.
Yes.
And I think you could make all of that kind of not so much go away, but you could change the narrative, do a total 180. If you go out and you're the Cubs and you sign Craig Kimbrell to a 2-3-4-year deal, whatever it takes, pay that man his money. If you bring him in, I mean, that would be a huge shift in power, I think, in the National League Central, because it's going to be such a tight race this year with all of the depth there. We talked about it with Shep and Anthony Herron in transition. You're not going to have the Reds down there to kick around and beat up for, you know, 20, 30 games, however many times they play them every year.
Yep.
The Reds are going to be solid. Pittsburgh's always there. St. Louis made a couple of huge moves, bringing in Goldschmidt and Andrew Miller to bolster their bullpen. And, of course, Milwaukee won the damn thing last year as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We're going to talk to Patrick Nolan at 1 o'clock. We're going to do a little season preview for the White Sox. You and I both Sox fans, Herb. And it's kind of tough to garner a lot of excitement for this upcoming season. Don't get me wrong. I'm always excited for the Sox to come back, even if they do infuriate me at times. But I'm planning on going to the home opener. I want to go to as many games as possible, like I do every single summer. I'm not one of those people who's going to be so ticked off at the team. Like, oh, you're going to boycott, don't show up to the games and all this. Like, come on, dude. It's like, it's not that serious. But I do want to talk to P. Knowles at one, because he is one of the more level-headed pundits, I guess you could say, on Sox Twitter. Speaking of Sox Twitter, are you still in the 108 tournament? Who'd you lose to?
I lost to Lawrence in the first round. I was a 10 seed, Lawrence a 7 seed. He's still going along.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have lost to the next guy anyways.
Who was the next guy?
I forgot, but he was more popular. I mean, a lot of people are more popular than me. I'm more of the negative White Sox fan on Twitter.
Yeah, you are kind of very negative guy.
It's just my life. But, you know, when I've been following bad teams my whole life, what else can I do? How can I be positive about the White Sox? How can I be positive about the Illini? There's no positivity out there.
Wow.
To be had.
You were just
in my life.
You were just a hole of negativity here on a Sunday afternoon.
The 12-year-old who picked these teams for me, I want to go back and kick his ass.
And you'd rather go back and just choose every winning team? Be a Patriots fan or something?
No, that's it. I just want to beat his ass. If I had a time travel, I'll go back and beat my own ass. And not pick the White Sox in the lineup.
I think if I had access to time travel, I would do so many other things other than go back and beat my own ass in the past. I think there are many different things.
I'll teach that kid some lessons about pitching bad teams.
All right. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Let's start out on the south side of the city. Talk to Matt. Matt, good afternoon, man. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing great. What's up?
Hey, you guys need to talk me off the ledge, man.
So, gonna happen, man.
The White Sox and this whole rebuild, man. Okay, first off, the fact that they're kind of trying to downplay like they made a good offer to Manny Machado is just ridiculous. They had to sign Machado. I mean, what else do they have going on with the exception of Eloy? Anybody else notice that this alleged rebuild and the fact that they got all these top 100 prospects, a lot of them aren't even on the top 100 prospect list anymore. You know,
that's not true. They still have 8 on the 100 top prospects. They still have prospects. I will give them that. But if you want to say that most of those prospects are from trades, that's true. So they haven't brought in their own with the drafts or things like that. They've usually got them from this Cubs trade, the Nationals trade, or the Boston trade.
Well, I mean, that's true, okay, but, like, look at Giolito. He was once the top prospect in baseball, pitching-wise.
Yeah, long time ago. And he looked like anything but last year.
Yes, he was. Him and Chatwood were battling last year.
I mean, I don't know. I guess, as a Sox fan, I don't see the optimism, with the exception of a couple guys. I mean, Kopech, obviously, you know, he was great, and it's unfortunate the injury there, but, I mean, Berger, top pick. Achilles blew out twice.
Yeah, as a negative, pessimistic White Sox fan, I still believe they're a year behind on where they want to be on this rebuild. So, yes, you have reason to be pessimistic, but also I see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's way down there, but they have people who are going to come up, and I do believe eventually they're going to get out of their own way and sign a decent free agent, maybe not a top-notch free agent. Just a guy that's in their ballpark, in their range, a guy that they're comfortable with. I'm still going to crap on them because, you know, they're still going to be the White Sox. They're going to be trying to get free agents on their terms instead of going out and courting an actual free agent that's 26 years old that can help you out currently and then in the future. But there's some optimism. I'm looking forward to Yoan Moncada this year. I'm looking for him not taking a third strike, not leading the league in strikeouts. If he does lead the league in strikeouts, he also leads the league in home runs. One of the two.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Matt. Thanks for getting us started from the south side of the city. There is more of a negative vibe, I think, surrounding the White Sox going into this year because of the swing and the miss and the whole Machado soap opera and how terrible that ended up, the fact that you're not going to be able to see Michael Kopech at all in 2019. I have no doubt that he'll come back and be a solid top-of-the-rotation guy. I mean, take a look at the guy who won the National League Cy Young Award last year, Jacob deGrom, Tommy John surgery.
Yes.
And he came back pretty strong, I think you could say. So, you know, it's more of just kind of a delayed gratification in terms of Kopech. But if you want to look ahead, and I know this is crazy to look ahead to 2020 already, but then you will have Kopech, you will have Dylan Cease there. Hopefully Lopez takes another step. We'll see what Rodon does this year. I think foundationally there are still pieces, but 19 looks like it's going to be kind of a lost year in terms of pitching development. Now, you bring up Yoan Moncada, Herb, and
yep.
You know, I agree with you. I am excited to see, maybe not excited, interested, I guess you could say, in taking a look at what he does last season. He wasn't as wildly horrible last year as a lot of people would have you believe. The strikeouts were glaring and ugly at times, and yes, he would go in there and take strike three more times than you could count, and you could pull all your hair out. It would be so frustrating, but he's only 23 years old, and he's still at that age where, you know, experience-wise especially, you know, he hasn't seen the highest level of talent as much as some of these other guys, even coming up through the minor league system, you know, they kind of fast-tracked him a little bit. So I think you'd be crazy to write him off. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to come out and play at an all-star level this year. I think that's probably a little far-fetched also, but there's a lot of room for growth. There's still a lot of room for growth for Tim Anderson, who's a player I like a lot. Other than that, though, you know, you look at the position players that they have. I mean, their outfield is absolutely brutal. You're gonna trot Adam Engel out there again.
None of the guys that will start on opening day will be with the team in 3 years.
Yeah,
I'll put that as a proclamation.
Wow. Okay. In the outfield or just in the whole team?
On the team.
You don't think Tim Anderson's here in 3 years?
No. In the outfield.
Okay.
In the outfield right, specifically. Right. None of those left center, like if it's Palco or DeMonico, it's Engel, Jay, Lurie Garcia, none of them will be on the start. Will be on the roster, not even on the starting roster when it comes to them in 3 years.
Yeah, I probably agree with you there. I mean, none of these guys have shown an extended ability to hit at a major league level. You can talk about Adam Engel's glove all you want, and he does make some spectacular plays out there in center field, but there's only so much your defense can carry you when you can barely even, you know, hit your weight. And Adam Engel has had a ton of problems with the stick. Polka is a guy we kind of talked about a little bit. One-dimensional player. What is he, 26, 27 years old? So you don't know how much growth is left there, but he's a guy with some left-handed power, but I agree with you. He's probably not going to be here in 3 years. He's keeping that spot warm for Eloy Jimenez. And Eloy Day, like we said, is probably, what, going to be April 26th?
Well,
is that what we're on target for
the
here?
The first day he's eligible in this new CBA is April the 13th, but that's on the road versus the Yankees, which I'll be out there in attendance. So
sure.
If you're in the New York area, come and check me out. But the home game is tax day, April 15th. It's the first day he's actually eligible.
15th.
The 15th.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's because it's 183 days. You have to only play 171 to get that extra day. If you have to play 172, you would be accrued a whole league year. So,
they can just
skip all this and give him an extension, not the $100 million that Hector Gomez was talking about, but, you know, do the Abreu, $68
million. Well, that's about as high as they go. That's their largest contract they've ever given
out. Just do it. I'm sure he'll be smooth with that.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if they did end up giving Eloy that $100 million rumored contract, and their biggest contract they ever give out to anybody is a guy who's not even taken one major league at bat?
I mean, it would be White
bizarre.
Sox. It would be so White
What
Sox.
Do you make of that report, of the eight-year, $100 million contract that Hector Gomez reported a few days
the
ago?
The number is way off.
Okay.
Way off, because that doesn't compute unless you're – because if he was just to play his years out and the 7 years he would play with the White Sox, it would come nowhere near that unless the new – they unless they're anticipating the new CBA in 2021 being something very restrictive to owners and it's going to be more advantageous as far as the arbitration for the players. Maybe they're forward thinking, but that's not the White Sox style.
No,
$100 million is a
hundred-year contract.
$100 million
Bobby Bonilla deals
is a little too much. The number I think the Phillies prospect signed a couple of years ago was around Kingery. I think at 30-something million with a chance to go up to 60 million if he hits incentives. So around that area, a little bit more because he's a better prospect than Kingery.
I just don't think it really makes a lot of sense from the White Sox point of view here. Of course, you've already got the 7 years of control on Eloy Jimenez now because of the way they've gone about keeping him in the minor leagues. I don't know why you would pay him $12.5 million a year when, you know, as much of a can't-miss prospect as he is, again, it's a guy who's not taken one major league at-bat. And I don't really quite get why they would have assigned him to minor league camp already if they were planning on buying out his arb deal, his arb years, and bringing him up. Because I think if you wanted to go that route, if you wanted to sign him to the contract and you wanted to get a little bit of goodwill back from the fan base and you bring him in on opening day and you got him locked up for 8 years, I think that's one route that would make sense, but he's already been sent down to AAA. So it's just very confusing. I don't know how much.
Say he worked on his defense. He's good to go. His money made his defense better. Kingery, 6 year, $24 million contract, 6 years, and then options for 24 through 26 that can make it $65 million.
Well, there you are. Phone number is 312-644-6767 if you'd like to jump in on the conversation here, talking about the White Sox, also talking about the Cubs here in the first hour of the program. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Patrick Nolan of Sox Machine for a little season preview. At 2 o'clock, we'll bring in our own Eli Hershkovich on all things college basketball. Today is Selection Sunday, after all, and Eli is a sick freak about this kind of stuff. He knows all the ins and outs about all of these teams and all of these players. It's an illness, quite frankly, and he'll tell us all of the glory at 2 o'clock. My name's Kevin Zipek. I am here with Herb Lawrence. We are going to be blasting through your airwaves here until 4 o'clock on 670 The Score.
I was trying to compete for break with the team, but I know that is a possibility. I'm a set and I'm going to work hard. And when they give me the chance, I'm going to be the best player I can be.
Welcome back in, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. My name is Kevin Zipek. I'm here with Herb Lawrence until 4 p.m. today. On the way in there, you heard the voice of Charlotte Knight, Eloy Jimenez, who is, I'm sure, getting a little antsy, champing at the bit to finally make the Major League roster. If this was a true meritocracy, Herb, the way that professional sports generally are, you know, yes, the best players.
Absolutely, generally, yes.
The best players are, you know, given the most opportunities because they can play, and it should be as simple as that. But in baseball, of course, it's different with the service time manipulation that we see and that we have seen in particular in this city with Chris Bryant and now with Eloy Jimenez. He will not break camp with the team. He'll spend a few weeks in Charlotte. He's got to tick a few more boxes, you know, whatever the BS that Rick and Kenny were trotting out last season. So we're going to have to play the waiting game there. I think maybe, you know, for me, you know, as a White Sox fan, I think I would be a little bit more excited for opening day if Eloy Jimenez would be on the opening day roster, you know, hitting third, hitting fourth. You know, I'm sure they're going to pencil him in there immediately when he comes up, but we'll have to wait until the middle or the end of April. And that's just kind of, well, as Les would say, wait, what does Les say?
We'll see.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, and yes, producer Adam Szczesny, I do wish he was here. But see what I did there? Incubus. Never mind. I would love
It's enough.
I would love for Eloy Jimenez to break camp, but they have an actual reason they can say Eloy's not ready because he hit $165 in spring training, which we know is garbage. God. We're just going to discount his whole minor league career and how he's
laying waste to minor league pitching for the last three seasons at every single level.
And that's what Rick's going to say to you when he gets in front of you, smiles, cajoles all the media. Oh, Rick, that's good. That's excellent.
He's a cajoler. I like that.
He's like, man, Eloy's not ready to hit. He's bad. He'll be down in Charlotte, and he'll work on his defense and actually hit. And we'll see him when he's ready to go. And I think they're going to do it right on the 15th. The first day they can come back from a road trip home. I mean, it's April 15th, tax day. Probably be like nice in 50s that night. facing the Kansas City Royals, and everybody's going to be hyped up for Eloy Day. I'll be on a plane from New York back to Chicago, and I'll miss Eloy Day. I'll be sad because I thought he would go out there. But everybody who is a White Sox fan would love for him to be on the opening day roster because, like you said, if it's a meritocracy, he's much better than John Jay. He's much better than Daniel Polka. He can play center fielder, and I think he would be much better than Adam Engel combined. So if we had that type of thing to look forward to the whole year where they're not playing games, and I know they got to play the game because that's how it's done, but I just wish my team would be the different team that they really are because they try to compete with the other teams and they act differently when it comes to free agency. Why don't they act differently when it comes to rewarding players, showing all the rest of the players who are down in the minor leagues, hey, we won't play games with you. If you're good, you're on the roster. You're immediately on the roster. That's what they did with Michael Kopech. You're good. You're ready to come up. Come on up, man. And that would show good faith to Lou Bob, good faith to Luis Gonzalez, good faith to Blake Rutherford, all the guys down the line. They'll feel a little bit better about their what they're doing in the minor leagues, and it actually matters instead of, hey, we want to get you for 7 years instead of six.
We got to hit the break here shortly, but just very quickly before we do so, MLB trade rumors a few days ago. We talked about this during the break.
Yep.
They released their list of the highest contract that every Major League Baseball team has ever given out, and the White Sox are in a dubious category, along with Oakland, Cleveland, Kansas City, teams that have not ever given out a contract above $100 million, and of course the White Sox, $68 million to Jose Abreu is the largest that they've ever given out. Chicago's a big city. It's a big market. The White Sox make a lot of money, just like all these teams do. They make a lot of money every single year. The fact that they're down there with these other quote-unquote small market teams like Oakland, like Kansas City, it's just awful. It's a bad look, and people sometimes, you know, people that want to stand for Jerry Reinsdorf and the White Sox be like, oh, they're not cheap. That's a narrative. That's an incorrect narrative. They're not cheap at all. These numbers don't lie. They're absolutely cheap or incompetent. Take your pick.
Maybe both, because they want to get players at their price. Like, they try to get at Machado for $250.
Yeah.
But you know what? It escalates to $330.
That's an insult.
It escalates to $330. You know what? I'm going to offer you, White Sox, if you guys are listening right now, season ticket office, I'm going to offer you $100 for season tickets. And if you guys play well in September, I'll pay full price. You could get more money at the end if in September you guys play better. Yes.
Yeah.
So that is the better offer that Herb Lawrence is offering you than other guy Joe Smith is offering
you. That's great, man. Art of the deal.
Yes. So call me up. You know my Ecknerwall23. That is Twitter. If you want to give me that deal, I'll give you that $100 currently for some nice season tickets.
You are a beautiful and deranged man. That is indeed Herb Lawrence. My name is Kevin Zipak. We're here until 4 o'clock today. After a timeout here, we're going to bring in Patrick Nolan from Sox Machine for a little White Sox season preview. We're here until 4. Like I said, stay tuned. 670 The Score.
Radio.com Sports. The best experts in sports. Podcast and more from The Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's where you get incredible original sports content anywhere, anytime.
Download the Radio.com Sports app today.
It's a Chevy Power Play at your local Chevy dealer. Now through April 1st, get 14% below MSRP on most Chevy Equinox models. That's over $5,500 on an Equinox Premier. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and score.
Guys, you've likely heard a lot about low T and how it can cause decreased sex drive and energy levels, lack of motivation, trouble sleeping, loss of strength, mood changes, and more. At Synergenics, they specialize in treating low T and customize treatment for optimal benefit and minimal risk to get you feeling not just better, but great. And they accept most health insurance. Call Synergenics today for a free low T test. Call 888-FIX-LOW-T. That's 888-FIX-LOW-T. Or check out 888-FIX-LOW-T.com.
Sundays on Showtime. Billions is back.
You gotta pick sides. If you're not on mine, you're gone.
Starring Paul Giamatti and Damian Lewis.
I'm sure there's a favor or two I can help you with.
This season, enemies become allies.
You are the most formidable opponent I ever had.
I can make you a legend.
What do you need?
For power, for payback.
I want vengeance. It will be happening.
Throw them off their game. Then a real mistake can be induced.
Let them fly.
Billions, now streaming only on Showtime.
A smile is a sign of hope. At Eon Clinics, they know how much a smile can impact your outlook on life.
I felt like I left their office with a priceless work of art in my mouth.
Their dental implants can restore your sense of self. Start a new chapter in life with a stunning set of teeth. Their family-owned clinics and exceptional doctors will restore your oral health and lift your spirit.
To people on the fence, I say do it. It'll be the best decision you've made.
Invest in yourself. Allow Eon Clinics to help you solve your advanced oral problems and achieve an inspirational smile. Take control of your health and achieve the level of well-being you deserve. Call 844-888-SMILE. That's 844-888-SMILE. Or visit their website at eonclinics.com. That's eonclinics.com.
You know how when you stay at a five-star luxury hotel and you slip into those luxury sheets, you think, oh, I wish we could have this at home. Well, I do, and you can too, with Brooklinen.com. You spend a third of your life in your sheets if you're doing it right, so it's about time for a bedding upgrade. And Brooklinen has stripped out all the stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.